So, John, I notice that you have the same address. Does that mean you're living together? Well, yes, he said, but we're not having sexual intercourse. And I wish you could have been there to see the picture unfold. He says that to me, and she abruptly turned and looked straight at him as if to say, "What are you saying? You just flat out lied to the pastor." And I said, "Oh, really? You're not having sexual relations." "Well, yes, we are." "I see. So you're living under the same roof, you're sharing meals, you're sharing expenses, you're sharing the marriage bed. Why do you want to get married?" And they both said, "Well, because that has a commitment to it." "I see. So then you are not committed to each other now." And he said, "No." And again, she turned and looked at him. "What are you saying? We're not committed." And in that act, you see, that gesture of hers, she indicated what everybody knows fundamentally to be true, whether they are trying to deny the biblical testimony about what marriage is. And that is that that sexual relation called intercourse implies commitment. It is not the casual thing that so many try to claim that it is. And I said, "So you're not committed to each other?" And he said, "No. But if you were married, then you would be." "Right." And she's kind of rolling her eyes. And I said, "So it would be all right if Jane wanted to come home with me tonight?" And he said, "Yes." And then her jaw dropped almost to the floor. The discussion didn't go too well for the two of them after that because they had a completely different view. And she, of course, understood that if he was willing to say that about her, then what is he perhaps doing on the side of their relationship? Make a long story short, they did not end up going through with catechesis and being married in our church. In fact, they ended up not getting married at all. So there's a little bit about how sexuality and the practice of sexual intercourse implies commitment and fidelity.